Over the last few months, a number of established St. John restaurant businesses have closed, raising questions about the environment for smaller businesses in the city. After 6 years of business, the most recent restaurant to close, Nine Year Business, served its final meals this past weekend, having seen increasing costs, most particularly in terms of rent. Local 107.3 FM spoke with the owners, husband and wife team DeBraes and Robin Shake, about the difficulties and value in running a small business in the city. However, the couple also have exciting and surprising plans for the near future. First, DeBraes spoke about the recent restaurant closures and the environment for small businesses in St. John.
When you have Billy's Seafood, Vegolution, now None Your Business, we're homegrown. Look at Billy's Seafood, they've been around 30 plus years. You know, the fact that we have businesses that have strong names in the city, strong brands closing down, it's a little scary. And even though these are the ones we know about, there's a lot more stress on other restaurateurs because they see that that is a potential that could happen to them. We definitely need to change something in St. John.
We have a small city, a really good community, and now is the time to support each other more than ever, especially when it comes to eating local and supporting local, even if you don't have a lot to spend, even $5. Every little bit helps. Everyone in the community does that. Local businesses are able to stay afloat. When it comes to third-party deliveries, a lot of people like to use that for convenience. They don't realize restaurants lose 30% of our sales to that from every single sale. So month over month, you're losing hundreds of dollars. So if you have the time, go into those local shops, actually stop in, place your order on the phone, or use their direct websites even.
What were the particular difficulties that you did find in running a small business, small restaurant business in St. John?
Definitely, I would say the rising rents, especially when you're a small business owner. You need the room to grow as a business. It's very hard to find those rents where it's doable. It's something that I can not have to worry about. The other area that I would say we experienced difficulty at, especially in the restaurant industry, it's kind of a fear or reluctance to try something new. You know, there are people who are trying to bring in, I would say, a newer culture, a newer flavor to St. John. And if we have this reluctance and fear, it's going to be detrimental for the business. Businesses need to thrive, especially local businesses. And if we ourselves aren't supporting, you know, local businesses, that's another thing.
If you truly like a business, I'm not saying you have to go there every day, even every week, but when you go, make a difference. Even if you don't have money, promote on social media. That is the biggest thing. If you're like, I don't have money to spend, just share a post on Facebook. Tell your friends who do have money. Just sharing that word of mouth is the biggest thing. In our city, we are such a small community and family. Word of mouth will make or break you. These little actions can change the life of a business and allow this business to grow another year, to survive another 6 months. The very low profits, and all of us are small family, and we have our family, we have our children behind the counters working it with us because we're just trying to survive. We need to have more access to smaller loans for local businesses that aren't going to put you out. Like, a lot of banks won't give loans to first-time businesses because they don't have any capital yet. When we first opened, we went with, at that time it was called Enterprise St. John, I believe now it's Envision St. John, and they offer a startup loan for small businesses. Is like $25,000. The first year is completely interest-free. That is what helped us ground our footing and get us started. Having to be able to make payments 100% interest-free that first year, we paid it off in 9 months. So the difference of having just that little bit of extra helping hand from the government would be a huge difference of just, hey, no interest for a year.
I kind of want to talk a little bit about the business itself. Yes. And why you wanted to set it up in the first place, and kind of like what the variety of cuisines, I suppose.
My wife and I, we were first working at a call center. And while we were there, we started making naan. And one day, you know, I made a stuffed naan bread. My wife said, "What are you doing there?" None Your Business. That's where the name came from. But we started selling that. And, you know, we eventually started making more money selling food than we were working at the call center. While we were working 3 years at the call center, we didn't buy a single piece of furniture. We didn't own a TV. Literally all we had was the appliances that came with the apartment. And we slept on the floor, saving up every penny we could to start something of our own. When we saw that we're doing pretty well selling Pakistani cuisine, we said, hey, let's go for it.
I think the feel of the place was it was a family business, and it felt kind of very, very kind of connected to the customers as well. I mean, how important was it to sort of make this kind of connection?
Well, I'm going to correct you on something, actually. We never thought of anyone that walked through our door as a customer. Our motto internally was, they're not our customers, they're our personal guests. Genuinely, for the 6 years we were open, we never, ever felt you were a customer. It was always, you are our guest. And that's how we wanted to treat and serve everyone.
So we wanted was something for everyone that people could feel comfortable at, like, hey, I've never been to a Pakistani restaurant. I don't know what to expect. And there truly is something for everyone that's not just spice. It's not just curry. Like, we have doneras for the Canadians who like meat and potatoes. We had platters for the people who wanted to be a little more adventurous with butter chicken. And then we had awesome things that were like Pakistani street food, like paratha rolls. So with restaurants, you have to go in, and it's always, especially the first time, it's best to go in and kind of see what they have to offer.
What are your plans for the future? I mean, what are you kind of up
to? For right now, I think my wife and I, we need quite a break from the restaurant industry. It's a very, very grueling, hard industry to be in. You are always working. Your blood, sweat, and tears goes into a business like this. And now what's next? Like I said, we just want to step away from the restaurant industry and catch a breath for a while. My wife and I, we are actually professional performers as well. So we're thinking of perhaps going into that.
So I just recently performed on that Penn & Teller Fool Us in the States. So that's a TV show where you go on and try to fool magicians. And that aired in April. So with that, we've got some opportunities to tour around Atlantic Canada now. We do mind reading shows. On social media, we're known as the Modern Mind Readers. So we're going to be touring with that around Atlantic Canada and just giving back to our community and doing what we love. This is something we have done for the past 10 years in local fringe festivals. So now we finally get to expand and go on tour with it. So we're very excited. I'm very thankful for all our customers who have been with us along the journey and supported us in every avenue of our lives. So we're very thankful. And even if you only came once, every conversation, every meal, every stop by made a huge difference. And we can't thank you enough. But in order to help those other businesses, just keep sharing the message and share the love. St. John has a lot of love to go around, and we just have to keep supporting each other in every way.
I'd say the biggest takeaway is connecting with the community more, that extra connection to our New Brunswick St. John community. Thank you for every amazing story, every amazing interaction, encounter that we had with all of you. And please be open to trying new experiences and new foods, new tastes. We heard that a lot. We heard, oh, I'm a meat and potatoes kind of person. Well, times, they are a-changing. Try some meat and potatoes from somewhere else, you know?
This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.